Welcome to the Alger Podcast. Following the podcast, there will be a brief disclosure. Hello, I'm Alex Bernstein, and you're listening to the Alger Podcast, investing in growth and change. 2024 marks Alger's 60th anniversary as an investment manager and a pioneer of the growth style of investing. It also marks Alger Small Cap Focus portfolio manager Amy Zinn's 21st year of industry experience managing that asset class. Now with interest rates stabilizing and even potentially dropping, small caps may be making a comeback. Here to give an update on her small cap portfolio is Amy Zinn. Amy, thanks so much for joining me this afternoon. Amy, as many investors know, 2023 was a challenging year for small caps. Why do you think it was such a difficult year?
I think we've been in a bear market for small cap for like 3 years. The key reason for that was the rate hikes, over 500 basis points of rate hikes, and clearly small cap growth by nature is long duration assets. So I think our strategy is over 90% correlated to the 10-year in a very significant way. So clearly, I think that's a key factor why we underperformed. But now, with rates peaking, we really think that the headwinds that we experienced in the last 3 years, including last year, that should be turning into a tailwind. We have, I think, a historically high discount compared to large cap. Because of that, I think small cap should be well positioned to catch up. But I think near term, there's going to be some volatility because people are waiting for the Fed to cut rates.
Amy, as I mentioned, this year you're celebrating 21 years of investing in small caps. What's that experience taught you about managing through market cycles with this asset class?
Well, I think it's really important to have a consistent playbook and stick to our knitting. In any long-only strategy, especially a focused strategy, you're going to be out of favor sometimes. It's really about the process and our research capabilities. At Alger, we are stock pickers. So clearly, it's really about improving the craft. So we strive to continue to improve that day in, day out. And I feel like nothing can substitute experience because a lot of it's pattern recognition. To be through different multiple market cycles has really served me very well.
Looking through your portfolio, you've got a number of different themes you're focused on. But one holding in particular stands out for me, and not just because I like to eat there, but because it seems to really represent a core focus of this portfolio, which is patience and conviction. I'm talking, of course, here about Wingstop. Can you talk a little about that company?
Our playbook is to identify and invest in exceptional small companies that have the wherewithal to become exceptional large companies. I think Wingstop really exemplifies that. I really feel like it's a technology company that sells chicken wings. I think they are the pioneer in digital transformation, so their goal is to digitize every transaction. And I think the benefit of being digitized to those transactions is not only for cost efficiency, but also really turning data into actionable insights that you can personalize, you know, your customer's spending habits. They also are adopters of AI in terms of using online transactions, the chat box, and so forth. So we think they're really in the forefront of digital transformation.
You've been investing in Wingstop for a while now. What made you get into Wingstop in the first place?
We actually initially invested in Wingstop April 2016, so it's been a long time. And then we initially invested when was the lockup of IPO. Then we always want to use the market volatility as a friend, so the file will sell high. Wingstop, the reason why, because it's a franchise model, and we think it's very portable, what we look for in consumer names. Now they have about 2,000 locations, and international they only have 300 units. You know, I think there's a long runway for growth. So we always want to invest in consumers, very portable. And franchise model, it's extremely asset light, and I think more insulated to labor costs and so forth. So I think that's a fantastic model in terms of financially. Then we also want to have a strong value proposition. For Wingstop, we believe that it will become from a snack bar to really we call destination, but also, you know, lunch and dinner items, which I think is very significant. So when we invested, we thought it has the potential to do that. I think Wingstop will be more resilient with economic slowdown or even a recession.
And you expect continued growth from Wingstop?
I think it should continue for exceptional growth companies, I think scalability is really important so they can continue to exhibit strong same-store growth and unit growth. And I think that digitization will continue to provide them significant saving costs and turning data into actionable insights. Those are very important characteristics that we look for in companies and be in the forefront of innovation. So for us, it's really about investing long-term compounders to identify them early in their corporate lifecycle when they're still under the radar, under discover. So that was Wingstop back in April 2016. And I think it's very important, you know, to have the patience and fortitude to let our winners run, because I think most small cap companies are of low quality. So when we find those exceptional small companies that we call them gems, we really want to hold on to them because there's a lot of opportunity cost if you sell too early.
Amy, Wingstop as a holding seems very representative of the overall philosophy of the portfolio. Tell me about that.
Yes, in terms of what we look for, we want a company that has a very strong moat, something that we think truly differentiated. We're not only a category leader, but a combination of strong same-store growth plus the very durable unit growth and asset-light franchise model. All of that is very unique, and we always look for durability of the business model. So that's why it really exemplifies what we look for in small cap focus.
And you like their wings?
Yeah, of course. We've ordered Wingstop multiple times, and we think it's fantastic. It's really in the category of one, you know, in terms of how tasty it is. We definitely invest in what we like, so to speak.
Amy, aside from Wingstop, I know artificial intelligence is also a primary focus in the portfolio. What's your position regarding AI?
We think AI is really transformative, and we have a lot of exposure in this portfolio in terms of both enablers of AI and also adopters. In technology sector, of course, we invest in companies that are making coding much easier and security. So that's clearly, you know, using the AI play, but also companies leader in data streaming to help their customers to adopt AI in a more efficient way. But also in other areas like in industrial, one of the companies we invest in is really under the radar AI play that is specialized in thermal management of data centers. As you know, that's a very important area in AI. And then we have AI and enabled platform powered by machine learning algorithm to really match buyers and sellers, for example. That's also an industrial play. Also in healthcare area, we have exposure of companies that use AI to do drug discovery. So the list can go on. So I think it's important to have exposure in those areas.
I think many investors right now may be focused on the big name headlines in AI, but you're seeing a lot of opportunities in small caps that you think may one day be tomorrow's leaders?
Yeah, exactly. Because we always wanted to plant the seeds and be early in the company's corporate lifecycle. A key reason why I love investing in small cap growth companies is I think it's really a very inefficient company. So most companies are really under the radar. So I think we're still very early in adopting the AI scene, whether it's enablers and all users for company, because I think that's going to be pervasive. Automation has always been a common theme for us. But AI, I think, is automation on steroids. And we believe that we are in the forefront of it in terms of exposure.
Amy, 21 years in, are you as excited about small caps as you ever were?
Yes, I'm always excited about small cap. I think in terms of asset allocation, I believe everybody should have small cap growth allocation throughout their lives, because it's really a secular growth asset class. Eventually, exceptional small company, when they have the characteristics that we talk about, strong moat, the moat is becoming wider, durable revenue profitability growth, proven management profitability, attractive model that can fuel EPS growth and a strong balance sheet, truly differentiated science-based companies in many ways, and a forefront innovation. I think those companies have the drivers for long-term value creation. So that's why I think any given time, I am excited about unearthing the next big winners in the small cap growth space.
Amy, what's the one message you want to send to investors who might be taking another look at small caps?
Well, I think market leadership is being incredibly narrow, and it's also trading a significant discount to large cap, sort of waiting for Godot, right? Although in this case, I do think Godot what the Fed cut rates in May or June, I don't think it's really that impactful when I think about companies. So I think we should be forward thinking. So that's why I think investors should be proactive, and you should actually look at small cap, because I think in the next 1 to 3 years, small cap growth is going to be one of the best areas to invest.
Amy, thank you so much for joining me today.
Well, thank you so much for having me, Alex.
And thank you for listening. For more information on the Alger Small Cap Focus Strategy, and for more information on how Alger can help you unlock your growth potential, please visit alger.com. The views expressed are the views of Fred Alger Management, LLC, FAM, and its affiliates as of April 2024. These views are subject to change at any time and may not represent the views of all portfolio management teams. These views should not be interpreted as a guarantee of the future performance of the markets, any security, or any funds managed by FAM. These views are not meant to provide investment advice and should not be considered a recommendation to purchase or sell securities. Holdings and sector allocations are subject to change. Risk disclosures. Investing in the stock market involves risks, including the potential loss of principal. Growth stocks may be more volatile than other stocks, as their prices tend to be higher in relation to their company's earnings and may be more sensitive to market, political, and economic developments. Local, regional, or global events, such as environmental and natural disasters, war, terrorism, pandemics, outbreaks of infectious diseases, and similar public health threats, recessions, or other events could have a significant impact on investments. A significant portion of assets may be invested in securities of companies in related sectors or industries and may be similarly affected by economic, political, or market events and conditions and may be more vulnerable to unfavorable sector or industry developments. Investing in companies with small capitalizations involves the risk that such issuers may have limited product lines or financial resources, lack management depth, or have limited liquidity. Assets may be focused on a small number of holdings, making them susceptible to risks associated with a single economic, political, or regulatory event than a more diversified portfolio. At times, cash may be a larger position in the portfolio and may underperform relative to equity securities. Past performance is not indicative of future performance. Investors whose reference currency differs from that in which the underlying assets are invested may be subject to exchange rate movements that alter the value of their investments. Investing in innovation is not without risk, and there is no guarantee that investments in research and development will result in the company gaining market share or achieving enhanced revenue. Companies exploring new technologies may face regulatory, political, or legal challenges that may adversely impact their competitive positioning and financial prospects. Also, developing technologies to displace older technologies or create new markets may not in fact do so, and there may be sector-specific risks as well. As is the case with any industry, there will be winners and losers that emerge, and investors therefore need to conduct a significant amount of due diligence on individual companies to assess these risks and opportunities. Important information for U.S. investors. This material must be accompanied by the most recent fund fact sheets if used in connection with the sale of mutual fund and ETF shares. Fred Alger & Company LLC serves as distributor of the Alger Mutual Funds. Important information for UK and EU investors. This material is directed at investment professionals and qualified investors as defined by MIFID FCA regulations. It is for information purposes only and has been prepared and is made available for the benefit of investors. This material does not constitute an offer or solicitation to any person in any jurisdiction in which it is not authorized or permitted, or to anyone who would be an unlawful recipient, and is only intended for use by original recipients and addressees. The original recipient is solely responsible for any actions in further distributing this material and should be satisfied in doing so that there is no breach of local legislation or regulation. Certain products may be subject to restrictions with regard to certain persons or in certain countries under national regulations applicable to such persons or countries. Alger Management Limited, Company House Number 8634056, domiciled at 85 Gresham Street, Suite 308, London, EC2V7NQ, UK, is authorized and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority for the distribution of regulated financial products and services. FAM and or Weatherby Capital LLC, U.S. Registered Investment Advisors, serve as sub-portfolio managers to financial products distributed by Alger Management Limited, Alger Group Holdings LLC, parent company of FAM, and Alger Management Limited, FAM, and Fred Alger & Company LLC are not an authorized person for the purposes of the Financial Services and Markets Act 2000 of the United Kingdom, FSMA, and this material has not been approved by an authorized person for the purposes of Section 21(2)(b) of the FSMA. Important information for investors in Israel. This material is provided in Israel only to investors of the type listed in the first schedule of the Securities Law, 1968, the Securities Law, and the Regulation of Investment Advice, Investment Marketing, and Investment Portfolio Management Law, 1995. The fund units will not be sold to investors who are not of the type listed in the first schedule of the Securities Law.
Correlation is a statistical measure that shows how two variables are related to each other. If two variables are correlated, it means that they tend to move together in some way. The strength of the correlation is measured by a number called the correlation coefficient, which ranges from negative 1 to 1. A value of 0 indicates no correlation. A value of 1 indicates a perfect positive correlation, i.e., as one variable increases, the other increases as well. And a value of negative 1 indicates a perfect negative correlation, i.e., as one variable increases, the other decreases. The following positions represent assets under management for the Alger Small Cap Focus Strategy as of January 31st, 2024. Wingstop Inc., 3.52%. Fred Alger & Company, LLC, 100 Pearl Street, New York, New York, 10004, 800-223-3810, alger.com.